Good day and welcome to Curis Life Sciences Limited earnings call. We appreciate your participation as we review the company's operational and financial performance for H1 FY26 and outline our strategic direction. The purpose of today's call is to provide an overview of the company's progress and address questions from our investors and stakeholders. Please note that this call is being recorded and certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking and are based on current assumptions. These involve risks and uncertainties and actual results may differ. The company assumes no obligation to update these statements except as required by law. We encourage participants to consider these factors and avoid placing undue reliance on forward-looking information. Representing Curis Life Sciences Limited, today we have Jaimin Patel, Whole-time Director, Pragnesh Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jaimin Patel for the opening remarks. Following this address, we will proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you and hand over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, appreciated Fin Portal Group. Hello everyone, I am Jaimin Patel, promoter in the Curis Life Sciences Limited. Should I start with all the basic information of our company, that how we have started? We have started our journey. If I would say that we are four promoters in the company. One of them is me, myself, Jaimin Patel. Another one is Mr. Dharmesh Patel, he is a managing director. And another whole-time director, Mr. Piyush Antara, and Mr. Siddhant Pavasia. So initially in 2010, Mr. Piyush and Mr. Dharmesh sir has introduced a company, a trading of pharmaceutical company named Loreto Pharmaceutical. And from there, the journey starts. And in 2016, the company has converted from partnership from Loreto to Curis Life Sciences Private Limited in March 2016. Where me and Mr. Siddhant has introduced as a director in the company. So we four director are there since 2016 March. After that, we started our company construction of manufacturing unit in Sanand GIDC, which is a global area in Ahmedabad. I would say that Tata Nano is also in our GIDC. One of the world leader, Nestle is there. Navia is there. So if you can see that the whole GIDC is in 17,000 hectare and is a huge GIDC, one of the huge in all over India. GIDC, it means Gujarat Industrial Development Corporation, where you can have the land for the manufacturing only. So there we have started our construction and everything. In 2017, September, we got the license to manufacture the products. Now, if I will tell you regarding our products, which is general tablets, general capsule, you can see in the screen sharing as well. External preparation, in which we are manufacturing three kind of thing. One of them is ointment, gel, and cream. You can ask me later on if you want to know the difference between the ointment, gel, and cream and everything. After that, we have oral liquid as well, which includes syrups and suspension as well. And one unique section which we are having is sterile ophthalmic ointment. It is not drop, it is ointment where we can use the active ingredient. It means the effective ingredient for the longer period of time, and where the people are having the thick skin near the eye, where they apply the ointment instead of drops, because drops does not help in that way. And our core area of marketing for this thing is in the African region, where they are having the thick skin, and also the Latinos, which is Latin Americas as well. And do you have any question regarding the same, or should I start with my business model as well?
So, you just complete the introduction, then we'll go for Q&A session.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now from 2017, we are having accreditation of WHO GMP, which is World Health Organization. I think everyone has known the organization during the COVID as well. It supports more than 26 countries. If you are having a WHO certificate, it means you can export your products in these 26 countries. And after that, we are having a certificate of Nigeria that we call NAFDEC. After that, we are having Kenya registration certificate as well, that we call PPC certificate. Then we are having Philippines as well, FDA Philippines. And we got the Yemen license as well. and that we are continuing till date right now, because they are giving the certificate for every 3 or maybe 5 years, and which we are renewing every 3 years as well. And it has got renewed every 3 years, so there are no regulatory manipulation or regulatory disclose during the times. If I will tell you regarding my business model, that we are doing the business mainly by 3 ways. One of them is loan license, or we can also call them as a job work, where client will give you all the raw materials, they will give you all the formulas, they will give you the stability, they will give you the chemist, they will just use your machinery and your labor part for the job work or loan license works only. That is a one part. The second thing is contract manufacturing. In contract manufacturing, we are doing two kind of contract manufacturing. One of them, the contract manufacturing, is for the domestic, in which we are giving products to the multinational companies and some of the big companies, where they sell their or market their product into the domestic market only. And merchant contract manufacturing for merchant export, in which we are giving their product to export their product and market into the export countries as well. So now, if I'll tell you briefly regarding the contract manufacturing, that what is contract manufacturing, in which total responsibility of the product, including the quality, the formulas, stabilities, the testing, and bioequivalence, everything is responsible by Curis Life Sciences only. And that also includes the procurement of raw material as well. The client for the contract manufacturing has only responsibility for the brand name and marketing, that's all. So in which you can also see all the I mean to say product as well, where they have strictly mentioned that where it is manufactured and who's going to market it. So it means marketed by and manufactured by. So that we are doing in contract manufacturing. So we are having more than 1200 products, which we are doing as a contract manufacturing and loan license and all other kind as well. But we have developed that 1200 products in total, and we are developing more than 20-30% every year of that product, which we have a target of go up to 3000 products within a short period of time, because it always takes a lot of time to produce that, such as stability, which takes 6 months to check whether it is a stable formula or not. The second thing is you are having exhibit batches to proceed with that, and the formulas and manpower and everything. So that we are having to up to 3000 product in a very short period of time. And the last one is direct export own brand. Now we are doing we are having right now less than 1% or 1% only on the total sale for the direct export of own brand. And we will going to focus that right now after this IPO in the own brand only, but for the export country, where we already supplying our product as through merchant exporter like Nigeria, Kenya, Congo. And also we are opening a new country as well. Like recently we just done approach to Ghana, where we're going to register our company in Ghana country. Okay, and other countries also we are looking forward, so in which we will going to start with the merchant export, and later on we will go with the brand own brand marketing as well, where we're going to set up our own office, we're going to set up our own depot or warehouse, where we're going to put our own brand marketing over there, products over there. We will put hire the persons over there who will sell it, and periodically from the queries, someone will go there to promote the products, to maintain all these things. That is the global, I mean, goal for Curis Life Sciences in future years. Now, to register any product in any export country, normally for other products, like if you are selling metal or maybe any food or anything, it takes more than 1 month or maybe 2 months to register the product. But when it comes to medicines, it is very difficult to register in any country. Okay, first of all, you need stringent regulatory guideline to overcome that. Second of thing that they must have a lot of queues of that products to register in their country. So it definitely takes 1 year, or maybe in some country it takes 2 year as well to register the product. Once it will register, then we are allowed to proceed our product in their country to market it. Okay, so like I would say Nigeria, then in Nigeria it takes 1 year. If you would say Myanmar, in Myanmar it takes 2 years to proceed with that. Okay, so that is our motto to proceed further. Now, recently we have done one agreement with Nigeria for the market of our product in Nigeria with Eurosun Pharmaceuticals. Now, Eurosun is a merchant exporter. He's been in that market company since more than 5 years, and he's doing very good market in Nigeria as well. So we have done a joint venture with them, in which we will going to introduce our product as well in Nigeria. We're going to set up our office over there. And currently, we are putting more than 20 products for the registration with the joint venture to market in the Nigeria, where we're going to split our all the expenses and the profits. And so the all the marketing responsibility and marketing will be of Eurosun, which they are doing more than 7 years. And all the manufacturing, which we are doing more than 7 years, that responsibility is ours to produce the new formulas, to stable the products, to market them individually. After Nigeria, we are thinking to go into the Kenya, where we are currently having more than good market over there. So I would say that 20 to 30% sales we are doing in Kenya, and which we will going to increase by own brand marketing over there to reach over there. And if it is regarding the financial thing, that I would request Mr. Pragnes, is CFO our company, to give us some thing regarding how much turnover we are having in 2023, 24, 25, and how much we will going to have in future, and what is the current finance turnover regarding the same. Mr. Pragnes.
Hello, sir. Hello. Good afternoon to all. In total, financial year 2023-24, we have total turnover of 36% 22 33.22% domestic turnover, and export turnover is 63.78%. In total figures, total 35.83. In 2024, we have turnover 35.97.82. Amount in figures, sir. In 2024-25, turnover is 5027.08. Hello.
Yeah, you continue with that. If anyone has any doubt, they will going to ask you at later.
Okay, sir. And total, we are discussing our away EBITDA. So in financial year 23, our EBITDA is 9.80%, and PAT is 5.23%, and net worth is 0.95%. And compared to 24, our EBITDA margin is higher, 23.65%. PAT margin is 14.13%, and net worth is 5.97%. And in 2024-25, our EBITDA margin is 21.40%, and PAT margin is 12.35%. Our net worth is 16.52. Currently year, our July figures is, our EBITDA margin is, 1 minute, sir. Jamik sir, have you July or September figures in hand? Jamik sir?
Yes, please mention the September figure to them.
One minute, sir. Okay, in 30 September 2015, our turnover is 2791.01, and our EBITDA margin is 1 meter, sir. Sir, I cannot open the sheet. Have you sheet on handy, sir?
No.
1 minute, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry for interrupt. In July 2020, September 2015, our EBITDA margin is sorry, our PAT is I can't open the data, sir. Sir, continue, sir, आप करो ना।
That okay,
हेलो।
we will share the same thing to everyone regarding the same. Okay, this so now as you heard about the all the margin and everything and EBITDA it means and the turnover of our company so far. So right now what we are planning in future is that we will definitely going to give us the growth which we are having every day, every year we are having the growth of minimum 5 to 10%, which we will going to increase up to 20 to 25%. Okay, and we will in such a way we will segregate the sales. It means that contract manufacturing for loan license and job work sales we are going to close it because there is no much margin is it in that. And there is no growth of company in that to move forward with that. That we were doing is to just survive the company. So we have stopped doing job work and loan license at the moment, which is like less than 1% only of the total sale. We will going to increase our this contract manufacturing for merchant export is because contract manufacturing for domestic, there is a strict a limited margin. Obviously, the product portfolio can be increased, but the margin would be stringent because all the marketing expense done by the our client, like JB Chemical, we are doing with the Cadila, we are doing with the Troika. So they all are having the fixed margin to proceed with that, so that we are going to decrease it, but we will not going to increase it, but we will get it stable until we get the consumption capacity of our company. But we will definitely going to increase our self contract manufacturing sale for the merchant export, which we are trying to get it done 30 to 40% in next financial year. Obviously, we have done 20%, 20 to 25% sale increasing compared to the last year till now. And in another last quarter, we may going to get it a bit high. In future, 25-26, we are focusing on the our own brand registration into the Nigerian country, and later we will going to introduce the same thing in the Kenya as well. But initially, we have done with the Nigeria for the own brand. That is for the registration purpose, which will take 1 year or 1.5 years. So we have taken the baby step in that. And similarly, we will going to increase our contract manufacturing for merchant export sales, in which we can get a very good hike instead of 20%, which we got from previous year to this year. We will going to have 50% sales increasing in merchant export as well, which indirectly conclude 10 to 15% sale of total revenue of our 26 25. And one more thing, 26 27, sorry. And one more thing I would like to introduce in that we will going to increase our contract manufacturing merchant export sales into the Ghana as well, which we have just introduced our registration fees for the company. So in March or maybe in April, we will going to have an audit of Ghana. Once the audit done, we will get the certificate within 2 to 3 months, which we will get for 3 years or 4 years. And similarly, we will going to introduce our products for the registration in the Ghana for merchant exporter, obviously, to start the sales very quickly. Once we will establish our market in 26-27, okay, in 27-28, we will going to put our own brand into the Ghana as well. So currently, we will work on the Nigeria and Kenya. So overall, if I would conclude that regarding the sales of our company and the EBITDA margin, then what we are having EBITDA margin last year and this year, the percentage of increase in EBITDA would be more than 5%, which will be more than 12 to 15% in 26-27. Okay, so that is EBITDA margin. And the sell, if I would suggest, then it will increase up to 20 to 25%, which will why there is no bigger sales in the revenue is because that we what we will going to do is we will going to segregate the sales where we are going to have higher margin products into the sales, and we will decrease the contract manufacturing for domestic and loan license where we don't need that for the fixed margin as well. So that is how we will going to increase it. So in 1 or 2 years, we will have the higher margin molecule only and own brand marketing only. Now, own brand marketing EBITDA is very high. Right now also it is very high, but the total sell of that is less than 1% only. So it is not affecting the sales right now. But in 27, 28, when we will start our own brand marketing, it will also hike our EBITDA margin as well. That is the base that I'm saying that it will increase to 15% of our EBITDA margin. I think that's conclude my all the this thing. So if you have any other questions regarding the same, we can proceed further.
Okay, thank you, sir, for the introduction. We'll now begin the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to raise their hand.
The audio for this session is being recorded.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Jaimin bhai, first of all, congratulations for decent listing.
Thank you very much, sir.
And very good investors have invested in your company. And all the
Wow.
very second thing, you have made a collaboration with this Eurasun, right?
Eurosun, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
So tell me something about how much is their export sales last year?
With Eurosun or sir, where we're
No,
going
no,
to
separately, Eurasun, how much business he is doing in Nigeria?
Separately, he's doing 10 crore, more than 10 crore in Nigeria only.
Okay, and I think it is 10-year-old company, right?
Yeah, it is not 10 year, but it would say 5 to 7 year company.
5 to 7 years. Okay, and that business of yours in Nigeria will be reflected in your balance sheet in FY27, right? Not in
Yes,
this year.
definitely. No, because what we have do the if you have seen the all what we have uploaded in the SEBI is that we will going to do all sales together only. Whatever
Right.
tourists can manufacture, they cannot go anywhere else. They have to do with us only. But if it is injectable, okay, then they will go with some other manufacturer as well because we don't have injectables.
Okay. Are you planning to get any injectables also?
That is very soon to tell you, sir. But we definitely have planned to do that because without injectable, you cannot win any country.
Yes, because by profession I'm a doctor and I can understand
Wow,
that.
that is good, sir. So you would understand, sir, we are having the general things. Okay. We
Yes,
are not getting
generic,
into the beta lactam as well. Because in beta lactam, what happened? We have planned to do beta lactam as well.
Yes.
After that, we have planned for oncology as well because most of our client, like Venus is there, Angel is there, Centurion is there. If you would
Yes.
see their sales, they have a lot of oncology product as well. And you can see that in oncology product, like Nigeria and Ghana and Kenya, they don't have any oncology manufacturer at all. And multiple
Exactly.
company are not ready to go in that area. Why? Because they are getting a lot of sales in Europe, in US, in Australia, in other countries. And they are
Yes.
getting very good margins. So
Yes.
that was also our plan. But basic general injectable, if you don't have, you cannot penetrate into the any market very promptly.
Right. So I think it would be around 2 to 3 years. By then you can manufacture or you can get it injectables also. So
Yes,
I think it
definitely.
will get 2 to 3 years.
Yeah,
but
because sir, right now we have planned to do this own marketing and own brand registration and merchant export sales as well. But we are planning to buy the land at the moment because in our GIDC, okay, the land cost is very, very, very cheap compared to any other area of Ahmedabad where we are having the factory. Okay, so we will going to have our land very soon. In that also, they are providing us a lot of benefit from the government as well, that you have to pay some amount of money right now, and later on you can pay in installment as well, so that you know you cannot have all the money in the land and then go for the construction. So within 2 to 3 years we have planned to go, but it is very soon right now at this portal to tell you that we will going to do the injectable.
Yes, all this investment would be from your internal accruals, or there will be
Yes.
another fundraising?
No. It is what we have started this company with internal only.
Internal only. Yes,
Yes.
that's very good. And
Yes.
the last question is, how much PAT do you expect in financial year 26? I think last year it was 6.1 crore. So roughly, not exact figure, but roughly, how much do you expect?
20 to 30% hike in the
20 to 30%.
yeah.
Yes.
Because if you would see the our September, okay, then it
Yes.
is already a hike of, I mean to say, 20-30% less of what PAT we got in last year. Okay, so
Yes.
this 6 months we would definitely get more percentage of PAT.
Yeah. That's very good, CAGR. That's
Thank you.
fine. All the very best, anyway. It's nice talking to you. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you, Dr. Sir. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Now we'll take the next question from Mukesh sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah. Sir, can you please repeat, like, what kind of EBITDA margins we'll be making this year?
Sir, as per last, I would say that it will increase to 5. I mean, in 23-24, the EBITDA margin has increased. In 24-25, it has been increased to 5%, I think. So currently, we will going to increase into the 9 to 10%. It means if it is 5%, then in this year we are going to achieve it more than 5.5%.
But
I'm
sir,
giving you an example.
no. Like right now, our EBITDA margins, if I talk about FY25, it is around 20%.
Okay.
So in FY26 till now, if I see TTM, it is around 20.75.
Yes.
So this year, FY26, what should be the EBITDA margins like?
So
It should
I
be
told
better.
you, sir, you increase the 10% of the same thing, you'll get that. I mean to say, approx 22% EBITDA margin.
22%. Okay,
Yeah.
okay. So, sir, these margins are really good and
It is. Yes.
amazing. Like in FY23, the margins were around 9%, and
Yes.
in FY24, they jumped to around 24%. So,
Yes, sir.
what led to this increase in margins?
Margin. See, I'll tell you, sir, there is a two-fold story of that things. One of them is raw material, and the second thing is our registered product. We have put a lot of product into registration in 2019. Okay, I got the WHO and all the licensing in 2018. Okay, after that, we have stable the formula of products. We put the product in registration in 2019. But due to COVID 20 and 2020 and 2021, there were no registration process during that 2 years. Okay, so in 2022 they have started the to see look into the registration thing, because we have to submit the dossier. Okay, and the rate of all the raw materials similarly was very high. Like paracetamol used to have 190 to 200 rupees per kg before corona. It has gone up to 900 rupees per kg, sometimes 800 rupees to kg. So if you would have seen our 22 cell, it is very less, because due to that hike nobody was ordering for the stock. They are ordering for whatever they are requiring. Okay,
Got it.
in 23 what happened, everyone accepted that rate, that this is the rate only. Okay, And our registration product has just started to come. Okay. But once the product is registered, they will give you the small quantity of order, like 10 lakhs tablets or maybe 5 lakhs tablets. Or 2 months you'll get the order, maybe 3 months you'll get the order. But in 24 financial year, we get more than 100 product registered already, and 50 to 70 product commercial product has started. And the raw material rate for the paracetamol has gone down to 400 rupees. Okay, but now everyone has accepted ki if someone is taking the calculator for 10 rupees, okay, now it has increased to 13 rupees. So you have accepted the rate ki calculator ka rate 13 rupees hi hai. It will not going to get down. Ab wo aapko phir bhi 10 rupees mein you can sell it and you can get margin. Still, you will not going to decrease the rate. So that is what all we have done it. We have put our rate for the sales is similarly what we had in 23, but the margin due to the raw material we are getting high and registered product is getting high. So what we have done is we have only do the sales for the registration product only. But now in 24, 25, if you would see the hike would be the same what we had previously to 22, 23. So that is twofold story. That is the reason why we got the high with the similar revenue in the EBITDA margins.
Got it, got it. And going ahead, do you think that these margins are sustainable in nature?
Sir, right now it is sustainable. In 26, 27 also it will be sustainable. And we will going to increase again our EBITDA margin by introducing our own brand. I'll tell you one small thing. Like ranitidine tablet is there. We were doing the loan license of ranitidine tablet for the JB Chemical. That the brand name is Rantac. Okay, that Rantac brand name is very, very, very common and very popular. Everyone would have that yellow color strip thing at home for the acidity. The older people are used to take that a lot. So now there. MRP is like 300 or 400% higher than what it is costing. So whenever you will introduce your own brand, definitely you'll get more margin in that. But apart from that one brand, they don't have any other brand in market. So other brand are taking the margin of that one brand. So if you would see the EBITDA margin of that, it would be 50%, not 400%. Are you getting me? So similarly, we will going to do the same thing. We will going to introduce our 10 products into the Nigeria market. But apart from 10, only one or two will give us a very good margin, and other product will not give any margin. So if I'll take the average, it will be 50% or 40% EBITDA margin for that sales only, which we will going to achieve 10% of our total revenue in 27, 28. Okay. And in 28, 29, we are hoping to get that 30% of sale of total revenue for the own brand marketing only. So that will going to reflect in our EBITDA margin very highly.
Okay, and right now, what is the ratio?
Right now, own brand marketing is less than 1% only. Okay. Because you have to put, see, it costs $5,000 per product, okay, plus $20,000 per country to register your company, because you have to pay $10,000, $12,000 fees. After that, you get audit. In audit, you'll have to also give some funding for the factory and all these things. Obviously, your turnover stops in that 2 to 3 days as well, because they will do the audit, our all staff will with them only. After that, they will give us the registration. So it takes 1 year for the audit and registration. Company registration. After that, again 1 year you need for the product to wait. So who will going to spend 50 or 60,000 or $70,000, okay, for 10 products and wait for 2 years? So it will be very difficult for any company like us to proceed. So now we are getting the fund. So now we are focusing on that only. And you can also see if you are having very limited company who can do that, so there will be a less competition regarding the same.
Got it, got it, got it. And sir, can you throw some light on your inventory days? Why these days have gone up? Like in March 23, it was around 115, then it went to 273, now it is around 247, 347, sorry. So what is the reason behind that? Why it is going up?
Well, the actual figure we're going to explain our CFO, Mr. Pragnesh Sharma, but I'll give you brief that how much inventory we would require for any product. It takes 90 days cycle for us, so maybe it should be 100 around. Why it has gone up and down regarding the same period which you talked to us. So I'll introduce Mr. Pragnesh. Can you tell us that what sir is telling us?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yeah, hi sir.
Hello,
Yeah,
sir.
hi.
Sir, can you repeat the question, sir, please?
What I can see that our inventory days have gone up from 115 in FY23 to 347 in FY25. So what is the basic reason behind that?
सर, देर आर वन थिंग इज वन अगर प्रोडक्ट में अगर हमें कुछ भी मटेरियल चाहिए सर, तो उसमें कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ लॉट ऑफ मटेरियल होता है सर। अगर हमें 10 या 15 मटेरियल्स मर्ज करके एक प्रोडक्ट बनानी होती है सर, तो उसके लिए हमें इन्वेंटरी हमारे पास स्टोरेज होनी ही चाहिए सर। अगर वो स्टोरेज होगी सर, तो हम प्रोडक्शन साइकिल हम फास्ट कर पाएंगे। इसके लिए सर जो और सेकंड फंडा क्या है सर, जो हमारी प्रोडक्शन डेज है सर, 30 to 40% जो हमारा प्रोडक्शन क्राइटेरिया है, उसके बाद सर प्रोडक्ट बनकर जब वो फिनिश प्रोडक्ट होती है और फिनिश प्रोडक्ट जब मार्केट में जाती है, तो उसका पेमेंट टर्म्स हमारी 60 to 90 days है सर। तो इसलिए हमें वो इन्वेंटरी मेंटेन करके रखनी है, जिससे हमारा प्रोडक्शन सफर ना हो और हम प्रोडक्ट्स का आउटपुट हम फास्ट कर पाए।
मगर ये इन्वेंट्री डेज बढ़ता क्यों गया है? क्योंकि ये तो FY23 में भी यही स्थिति रही होगी. अभी क्या हमने कुछ पॉलिसीज चेंज किए हैं या हमने अपने कुछ सिस्टम्स चेंज किए हैं? क्योंकि ये तो आपका 2023 में भी ऐसा ही रहा होगा, क्योंकि अभी मैं जो देख पा रहा हूँ कि 115 से 300 लगभग लगभग ये 3 गुना हो गया है. तो
यस
तीन गुना
सर,
होने का क्या कारण है?
इन्वेंटरी क्या है सर, वो प्रोडक्ट टू प्रोडक्ट वेरी करती है। अगर हमारे पास कुछ ऑर्डर है, अगर वो फिक्स होंगे, तो उसके लिए एक फिक्स इन्वेंटरी हम परचेस कर देते हैं, और इन्वेंटरी हम बल्क में परचेस करते हैं सर, ताकि हमें वो डिस्काउंटिंग रेट पर हमें मिल जाए हमारा। इसके लिए सर हम बल्क इन्वेंटरी
और
परचेस
दूसरा आई
करते
वुड
हैं।
लाइक टू टेल वन मोर थिंग एज वेल, बिकॉज वी स्टॉप्ड आर लोन लाइसेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एज वेल. सो लोन लाइसेंस में क्या रहता है सर, वी आर नॉट टेकिंग दी रॉ मटेरियल एंड पैकिंग मटेरियल. वी जस्ट हैव दैट एट आर फैसिलिटी, बट द क्लाइंट वुड प्रोवाइड अस, विच वी हैव स्टॉप्ड इट. ओके, सो स्टिल वी आर हैविंग द सेम सेल्स. तो प्रोबेबली दैट इन्वेंट्री मे हैव एड अप इन दैट एंड इट हैज गॉन इंक्रीज. दैट वुड बी द रीजन.
गॉट इट.
ओके,
एंड सर, अवर डे पेबल डेज हैव ऑल्सो गॉन डाउन. तो क्या हम अभी जल्दी पेमेंट करना चालू कर दिया है? व्हाट इज द रीजन? लाइक इन मार्च 22 इट वॉज 360, नाउ इट इज 112. तो वी आर गेटिंग सम
सर
डिस्काउंट बाय
नहीं,
पेइंग
एक्चुअली में
फास्टर.
सर पास्ट ईयर क्या हुआ था, जो एमएसएमई का रूल्स आया था, जिससे उन्होंने बोल दिया कि आपको 45 days में आपको पेमेंट कर देना है, नहीं तो वो कुछ पेनल्टी लायबल हो जाएगी कंपनी पर। इसके लिए जो हमारे डेटर्स वाली जो पार्टियां हैं, उसने भी अपना 45 days में हमें पेमेंट कर दिया, और सामने हमने जो हमारे सप्लायर्स थे उसको भी अपना इतना रिड्यूस कर दिया, उसकी वजह से सर वो डेज डाउन हो गए हैं।
गॉट इट. ठीक है. और द मनी वी हैव रेस्ड, कैन यू सर प्लीज हाईलाइट लाइक हाउ वी आर गोइंग टू यूज इट?
Yeah, I'll tell you briefly regarding the same. First of all, we will going to pay the bank loans that which is secure loans, which we already paid, and we will going to put one building alongside with our existing building. Okay, without disturbing the existing building, we will going to increase our warehousing over there. And stability and QC, I mean quality control area, so that we can increase our product testing and product stability and more formulations of that. Also, we will going to put 2 crore, 2.61 crore in our factory in 3 ways. One of them is we will going to buy a columns for the testings. It is a part of machines, it's not a machine. So if you have more columns, that will increase the testing time. It will reduce the testing time, which indirectly increasing the production thing. And second thing is we will going to put a filters in the air handling unit, okay, which indirectly decreases the electricity. Okay, so that will reflect in our this thing, and the epoxy area, that is a flooring of special flooring in pharmaceutical, where the plant can be auditable for the other countries like Tanzania and Ghana and all over there. Okay, and 15% we're going to increase into the GC, which is for this registration of products, and we're going to hire an employee. Which is very scalable and which increases our sale indirectly.
Got it, got it, got it.
And I think 11 crore something are there for the working capital, because we will going to achieve that kind of revenue within 1 or 2 years to have that this one.
Got it. And sir, my last question is, like, where do you see Curis Life Sciences 3 to 4 years from now in the terms of top line and bottom line?
Sir, it is very hard to tell you with 1 to 100 company name at the moment of pharmaceutical, because there are a lot of multinational companies in our field, which are means you cannot compare with the 6,000 crore capital they are using and we are using 100 crore only. But if you would see comparison of our level company, okay, who are investing 100 crores, I mean, started with the 100 crore valuation. So we are thinking to within 3 to 4 years, we are definitely going to achieve 2 to 3 times valuation what we are having right now within 3 to 4 years, is because we will going to introduce our brand. And any pharmaceutical company, I don't know about the rest people, but if pharma company, in pharma people, they are recognized by their brand name only. Like Troika is there, then they are recognized by Dynapar brand name only. If Ranbaxy was there, it was recognized by Volimi Gel. I mean, Volimi, which you are applying. Yeah. Like JB Chemical is for the Metrogyl and Rantac tablet. So that is how they are recognizing. Like Cadila is there for Acilog. So that also we will going to, we've done the baby's step right now. So within 3 to 4 years, that country would know the Curis Life Sciences as, I would say, top 100 or top 50 company. But
Okay.
in India overall, I would say that it will go up to very high compared to when you come to the 100 crore company, our level.
Got it, got it.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much for answering all the questions and
Thank
all
you
the
very
best, sir.
much.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Thank you, sir. Now we have a follow-up question from Bhavin sir.
Yes, sir.
हेलो.
यस डॉक्टर सर.
यस, मुकेश भाई को ला सकते हैं माइक्रोफोन पे मैडम.
जस्ट अ सेकेंड सर.
यस
मुकेश सर इज अलाउड टू टॉक नाउ.
हेलो हेलो.
माय
या
आंसर.
मुकेश मुकेश भाई,
हाँ जी.
मुकेश भाई, आई एम एन इन्वेस्टर एंड यू आर रिलीजियस फॉलोअर ऑल्सो. सो वी
ओके
आर वेरी हैप्पी टू हैव यू इन दिस जूम मीटिंग एंड वी आर लर्निंग फ्रॉम यू ऑल्सो एंड दीज आर वेरी आई थिंक हंग्री फॉर ग्रोथ पीपल एंड कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस.
थैंक यू सो मच.
We are very much following and linear tools and everything. We are just very much impressed by your investing strategies also.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
By the way, Janik bhai,
Yes, sir.
yes, you did very well and your growth plans are very encouraging for investors like us also.
Thank you,
And
sir.
only one thing is there, all the investors want that you walk the talk. जो आप बोल रहे हैं वैसा ही होगा, बस इतना ही चाहिए, इससे ज्यादा कुछ नहीं.
Definitely, sir. That is the reason why I am not into the share market or any other things. I am
That's very
totally
nice.
discussing on my
हाँ
थिंग ओनली. इफ समवन विल से भाई आपके पास तो इतना पैसा आ गया, अब आप 100 करोड़ का टर्नओवर ले आओ, सॉरी सर, दैट वी कैन नॉट डू इट इन द फार्मा इंडस्ट्री, बिकॉज सर
दैट इज
लाइफ
वेरी मच. यस
सिंपल
यस
के आ
दैट
जाएंगे, बट
यस
इफ
यस
यू
दैट इज
डोंट डू बाय योर ब्रांड नेम, इट इज ऑफ नो यूज.
यस दैट इज वेरी मच ऑनेस्ट आंसर्स एंड थैंक यू सो मच जैनिक भाई. ऑल द
यस
वेरी बेस्ट.
सर.
ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट.
थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू.
Thank you. Now we'll take the next question from Rahil, sir.
Okay.
हेलो, कैन यू हियर मी?
यस सर,
हाँ सर, गुड आफ्टरनून सर. टू क्वेश्चंस. फर्स्टली, ये अपना योरसन्स का जो पार्टनरशिप है
जी.
उसका थोड़ा आप, सो दे आर प्रेजेंट ओनली इन नाइजीरिया, इज इट?
नो सर, दे आर प्रेजेंटिंग अदर कंट्रीज एज वेल,
ओके.
बट इनिशियली वी हैव स्टार्टेड विद देम विद फॉर नाइजीरिया ओनली. लेट्स सी हाउ इट गोज विद दैट, देन वी विल गोइंग टू इंट्रोड्यूस द सेम थिंग इन टू द गाना एंड इन टू द केनिया. They are, have already presence in Ghana and Kenya as well, and they got present in Congo as well, and they have started to go into the Latin Americas as well. But Nigeria, they started with the Nigeria only, and they have very good hold in Nigeria. They've been to Nigeria for more than 8 times. Okay, and before that, the owner of that Eurosun is Mr. Hari Burund, name. Okay, and that guy was a very business development person, so he's got more than 15 years of experience in the field.
So you said they are doing by themselves just 10 crores of sales, correct? Nigeria में फिलहाल,
For Nigeria,
for Nigeria. Okay, so, and
yes.
so once we get it into this partnership, अपना first of all FY27 से स्टार्ट होगा टू
Yes.
रिफ्लेक्ट ऑन PNL, करेक्ट?
Definitely.
तो इन द फर्स्ट ईयर आपका कोई ऐसा कैलकुलेशन या कुछ है फोकस, उससे कितना
Yes.
आएगा?
Yes, sir. Right now, with Nigeria, we are having sales of like, I would say, 0.5%, I think, of the total revenue, which will be 5 to 10% in this 27 years for total revenue, because that also will going to increase 20% based on this year. Okay, like if today, if it is in this year, if it is 10 rupees, okay, then I Nigeria sale is 5 rupees. Sorry, 50 paisa. Okay, but in next year, if it is, I'm saying that it will be 12 rupees. Okay, but our Nigeria sale will be 5 to 10%. It means 1.2 rupees.
ओके, तो नेक्स्ट
Okay,
ईयर तक टोटल रेवेन्यू का इट विल बिकम 5 to 7%,
5 to 10%. Yeah,
फाइव टू
which
टेन
will going to
ओके.
increase to 20%. After that, I will stop that. Because after that, we will going to introduce our own brand name into that country.
ओके, एंड अपना ये ओन ब्रांड विल बी अंडर क्यूरियस ओनली, राइट?
Yes, we'll be on the Curis brand name only. Okay. And the marketing rights and marketing responsibility is of the Eurosons. And manufacturing and quality is of the Curis Life Sciences only. And brand ownership will be of Curis as well. And some brand we will going to share with us, and some brand we will going to have with Curis only.
ओके, सो दैट्स व्हाई यू सेइंग कि नेक्स्ट 2-3 ईयर्स में द टॉप लाइन मे नॉट एक्सप्लोड बट द मार्जिन्स विल.
Exactly, that's what I'm
हाँ
trying to
हाँ
tell, because we need to segregate the sales.
ओके, सो वी कैन अज्यूम 20% 25% ग्रोथ फॉर दिस ईयर ऑल्सो, FY26 क्लोजिंग,
Yes,
करेक्ट?
compared to
ओवरऑल,
last year. Yes.
ओके, या दैट्स ऑल आई हैड सर. थैंक यू सो मच, ऑल द
Thank you.
बेस्ट टू यू.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Do we have any other questions from any investor? Please raise your hand. So now we'll take the question from Q&A tab. Mitansh Cheda. The question is, what is the CapEx timeline, revenue, and profit going forward in 2027?
CapEx, I don't. Pragnesh, can you tell how much would be the CapEx in 27?
Hello. Ah, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Can you repeat the same question?
Yes, sir. The question is, what is the CapEx timeline, revenue, and profit going forward in FY27?
Sir, basically, the total ratio is CapEx would be the same as per last year, or maybe higher few times. Total EBITDA is 22%. PAT will be the same. 15 to 17%, और पीबीटा और पीबीटी रहेगा वो 19%, अराउंड 19%। हेलो, टोटल रेवेन्यू विल बी बिटवीन 55 to 60 CR।
Is it
हेलो,
fulfill your question?
मतांशर इज अ क्वेश्चन आंसर्ड।
I'm sorry, sir. I'm a marketing person, so I don't know about this financial thing. But if you can ask me in that way, I can give you if it is not answered.
ओके सर, वी हैव अनदर क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम अंकित मित्तल।
Okay.
गुड इवनिंग जैमिक जी।
गुड इवनिंग सर।
यू सेल ऑफ सर, माय क्वेश्चन इज सर, सपोज इफ दिस ईयर वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग टू क्लोज एट आई थिंक 65 to 70 crores ऑफ रेवेन्यू, आई थिंक सो। यू हैव
ओके।
ऑलरेडी रीच 60 crores इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग,
इन दिसंबर
आई थिंक इन लास्ट। हाँ यस, टीटीएम रेवेन्यू इज शोइंग।
नहीं सर,
In December, sir, we have reached
42
to some.
CR। अच्छा,
Yes.
वी हैव रीच 42 crores ऑफ रेवेन्यू बाय 31st of December। सो एंड लास्ट ईयर वी डिड अराउंड 50 crores ऑफ टोटल रेवेन्यू।
यस
तो हाउ मच इज द एक्सपेक्टेड ग्रोथ इन रेवेन्यू यू आर सीइंग इन दिस ईयर?
दिस ईयर आई वुड से 20%, बट इट विल इंक्रीज डेफिनेटली। आई वॉज एक्सपेक्टिंग 20% ओनली, बट इट
ओके
डेफिनेटली गोइंग टू इंक्रीज। इट्स बिकॉज वी जस्ट गॉट अ फंड इन अक्टूबर।
Got
ओके,
it, got it.
सो वी विल गोइंग टू इंक्रीज, बट आई कैन नॉट कमिट एनीथिंग, बट
Yes,
आई
yes,
थिंक
yes.
इट विल गोइंग टू इंक्रीज सर, डेफिनेटली।
And how much will be the expected growth in next financial year?
नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ऑल्सो सर, वी विल गोइंग टू एक्सपेक्ट 20 to 25% सेल एज वेल, बट वी आर गोइंग टू फोकस ऑन ईबीटा मार्जिन।
Got it,
ओके,
got it. We have got the point that EBITDA margin will be higher and the PAT margin will also be higher. I
एग्जैक्टली।
just want to get the clarity on the revenue side. That we are expecting around 20-25 odd percent in next year also.
सी, लेट्स सी इफ इट इज 20-22% हाइक इन दिस ईयर, देन अगेन 25% हाइक आई वुड सजेस्ट इन आफ्टर दैट ईयर। सो इट वुड बी अराउंड 80 समथिंग।
80 odd crores. Okay,
यस
got it, got it, got it. And
या
one my one last question is,
यस
if we suppose plan to enter into injectables, how much will be the capex requirement for that project, and what will be the land requirement, and the land you are planning to buy will be sufficient for that project or not?
Yes, sir, definitely I'll tell you. I got the project in my hand as well, because we've been trying to do that with 1 year only. And the capex would require to 50 to 55 CR, including the 2 years expense as well. Because when you come to the injectable, you need to have 1 year after the manufacturing license to stable your product for the formulas and everything. So that required 1 year, 1 year without any commercials. And after that, another year you required half, I mean 6 months for the money, because you're going to have orders which will take 30, 40 days, 50 days, 60 days to complete. So 55 to 50 CR we required, including 2 years expense, okay, post this project expense as well. And the land minimum required is 4,000 to 5,000 square meter. And we will going to apply for the 5,000 square meter land into the GIDC for this injectable only, in which we will going to introduce 3 things, one vial, one ampoule, and one for the ready mix injection, PMS we call it, that everyone is using, that insulin. So right now they are
Okay.
having all these things that we will going to put it for a spare, which we will going to introduce once we will get the commercial sales.
So one last question is कि जो आपके एग्जिस्टिंग कस्टमर हैं और एग्जिस्टिंग नेटवर्क या सेल होगा आफ्टर 1.5 ईयर और 2 ईयर्स जो
यस
टोटल होगा, तो क्या आप अपने एग्जिस्टिंग कस्टमर से एग्जिस्टिंग बिजनेस ले सकते हैं, एंड यू हैव टू डेवलप दैट मार्केट एज फ्रेश मार्केट?
नो, एग्जिस्टिंग व्हाट एवर माई क्लाइंट इज देयर, They all are using, even Eurosense also. They have got 15, they got 18 CR. I mean, 10 CR. I just told you in Nigeria, they're having 10 CR. Among that, 3 to 4 CR, they're having injectable sales only.
Okay, it means
Okay.
yes, 30 to 40% of your existing sale will you can get that as a
From
bonus on the first year only.
on the first year only, like Centurion Healthcare, they have revenue more than 100 crore. Among that, 40 to 50 crore they are doing for the injectables only.
Got it, got it, got it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jamie Pei.
Yes,
Thank you.
thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions from any other investor? Please raise your hand. Okay. Thank you for such an engaging session. I now invite the management to share their closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone. And thanks for your timing. And please help us to grow big and great. And we will definitely going to commit and do the things which I've told you right now. And we are focusing on that thing only. There will be a lot of risk regarding the same. And it will be a lot of hurdle because which we have been through since 2017 as well, and which we will going to have in future as well. But I'm pretty sure with your support, the main thing is F word, that is fund, which we will get it from you, and we will definitely going to grow bigger and bigger. Thank you very much, everyone.
On behalf of Curis Life Sciences Limited, thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect.
Okay, thank you.